Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mark Puente of the Baltimore Sun. Mark, there was a big case recently involving a drug dealer that seems to have slipped away. Tell us what happened there.
Well, Baltimore Detective Ramon Lugo started watching an alleged drug dealer a couple of years ago. He did some surveillance throughout about a six-week period. He witnessed some drug deals. He then wrote a search warrant, and then him and a team of officers arrested this individual named Devin Jones. The individual went to city jail. He sat there for about a year. The case got transferred to federal court. He sat there about it, ended up being almost another year. He wasn't allowed bail, so he was stuck there until the case played out. While it was being played out, federal public defender Deb Boardman and an investigator start looking at the truthfulness of the search warrant. And they met a threshold to show the judge there was some inaccuracies of the truthfulness of the warrant. He allowed a hearing to go forward where they could challenge the warrant. And she picked it apart. And in the testimony, the officer admitted multiple times that some of the stuff he had written for the probable cause section was incorrect.
Incorrect in what sense?
That it wasn't true. It wasn't accurate.
He admitted that he did.
He admitted it throughout the hearing.
And this was when the judge sort of intervened.
The judge intervened a few times. The second time he cut him off and said, stop. I feel that you're going to incriminate yourself. He mentioned the Fifth Amendment. And then they delayed the hearing. The U.S. attorney said he wanted to talk to his bosses. The next day they came back and the U.S. attorney's office dismissed the 20 charges against Mr. Jones. And he walked free.
Mark, tell us a little bit about what didn't add up for the public defender.
It was a lot of little things in the search warrant where the officer kept saying he watched his house and all the drug deals in the evenings when, in fact, he got off work around 3 o'clock every day. The date didn't match the day that he ran the license plate. It was 3 or 4 days afterwards. It was a lot of little intricacies like that that added up to a bigger issue.
But the officer still insists that the warrant was proper.
The officer, along with the department, said that it was proper. They looked into everything he wrote, and it was accurate. The U.S. Attorney's Office said they don't believe that he misled anybody or lied, that they did admit there was a lot of mistakes in it. And that all happened in April of last year, and now Mr. Jones is suing the city for wrongful imprisonment for those 2 years.
What can we say about what was at stake here in terms of the prosecution, in terms of, you know, the leaving somebody on the street that was not behaving properly?
Well, they did find drugs. They did find guns. But talking to a former federal prosecutor who prosecuted these kind of cases, she says that's irrelevant. They have to balance the Constitution. If the search warrant wasn't valid, they got to move forward, whether or not the person has a criminal past or not. He's suing the city and Detective Ramon Lugo for wrongful imprisonment, wrongful arrest, and that's being played out in its early stages in state court.
So these situations often end up in some sort of monetary settlement for somebody. 2 years of his life, right?
That's correct, and they'll have to show what that's worth if it gets that far. But as the Sun's reported, the city's paid out nearly $6 million for people who were wrongfully charged and arrested with crimes and alleged brutality against Baltimore police officers.
Really quite extraordinary, actually, to have the judge intervening and all the things that did happen here. Well, Mark, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
For Mark Puente, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.